Someone has said, we all love a mystery. That person would have been referring to the mysteries that are the subject of plays or films. But there are other mysteries. Let me read a portion of the Word of God to you. It's from Luke chapter 8, and I'm reading verses 4 to 18. And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to Jesus from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then his disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, when having heard the word, with a noble and good heart, keep it, and bear fruit with patience. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore take heed how you hear, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even that which he seems to have will be taken from him. It's an amazing parable and a great explanation. But there are mysteries, mysteries of the kingdom of God. And there are those who understand them. It has been given to them to understand them. Of course, they need the help of the Lord in gaining that understanding. Let me read another portion of Scripture which helps us to understand something about these mysteries. Then I'll return to that parable for a few comments. I'm reading here from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 to 14. Paul is speaking to the folk at Corinth. He says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. If you are to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God, you need to be born again of God's Spirit. You need to enter into that spiritual world where your understanding is enlightened. Jesus tells this parable, and he says it's all got to do with how you respond to the Word of God. The sower goes out to sow, and he's sowing the Word of God. And Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And again he warns, take care how you hear. When you hear the Word of God, respond to it. Jesus identifies four types of responses. He talks about the seed that falls just by the wayside. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. And he explains, those by the wayside are those who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. It's possible to hear the word of God and just do nothing about it. Pay no attention, not hold on to it. Those people will never be saved, will never understand the mysteries of God unless they change their reaction to the Word of God. Then he explains a second reaction. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And he explains that. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. They don't endure. They don't make a lasting commitment. There is no growth. There is no life. There is no fruit. They hear the message. They know it's a good message. They know it's the right message. But they don't make a lasting commitment to it. Then he talks about a third type of reaction. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And he explains, now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. In this case, there is life. There is fruit developing. These people have heard the word of God, have received it, have responded correctly to it, but then they let the world spoil them and choke it, and they bring no fruit to maturity. They're taken up with the cares of this world, or the riches of this world, or the pleasures of this life, and they bring no fruit to perfection. These people will understand the mysteries of God, but will not get the full benefit from them. Then he talks about the best and absolutely the most straightforward reaction. But others fell on good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. And he explains, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. That's how you would want it to be with you. Take heed how you hear, how you respond. Accept the word of God. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Saviour and Lord. Let him take over in your life. Let your life bear fruit. Then you will be numbered among those who understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God.